Okay. Welcome back to Poor Man's Podcast, where each week we have some fun by asking each other crazy trivia questions. I am your host, Duncan, and I know at least three things. First matter of trivia, I will ask my co-host to introduce themselves.
I'm interested to know what the three things are. He knows what his name is.
Yeah.
He knows that he's on the Poor Man Podcast.
He knows that there are two of us.
There's two of us. So that's it.
That must be it.
We've eliminated the entirety of Duncan's knowledge.
Now what?
I draw my co-host's attention to the fact that I said at least three things.
Oh.
So four things.
So he was right. There were at least three. So we can confirm.
His fourth thing was that he knew he had at least three things that he could talk about.
Unless...
He had five things.
Yeah, exactly.
His fifth thing was, we're now in a recursive loop.
Duncan has infinite knowledge. I'm Jake Thomas, co-host of Poor Man's Podcast.
And I'm Ari. I'm thinking about all the infinite things that Duncan knows.
Just give him time.
Okay. What a beginning. Okay. So today's first question, this is genuinely, I'm just going to ask you guys a bunch of questions.
Great.
And then if you get the answer, great. And if you don't, I'll tell you the answer. And really, that's all there is to it. Ari, what is the largest planet from our solar system that you could fit between Earth and our moon? So between the two.
Jupiter.
That is correct. But you could actually fit all of them side by side.
Yeah, but that wasn't the question.
No, it wasn't the question. Fun fact, you could fit all of them side by side.
And have room to spare?
Yes.
You'd probably destroy most of the planets in the solar system with tidal
forces.
We
wouldn't have two planets. We wouldn't even have nine planets anymore. There are nine planets now. That's something I didn't know a moment ago.
Yeah, was Pluto included?
Yes, because that factoid's been around for longer than Pluto hasn't been a planet.
That's good.
All right. Jake, which is higher, the number of atoms in the Milky Way galaxy or the number of orderings of a deck of 52 cards?
The second one.
Or, Duncan, after the cannabis legislation passes.
All right.
Took him a minute. I got it for a massive like, staring at the question. I was like, which is higher?
I was like, how many more of Duncan's will there be? Am I high right now?
Could be.
Legally, I have to say no.
Until November.
I think the... Because I just know there's a lot of orderings of a deck of cards. It's like...
52 factorial.
52 factorial or something. How big's the deck? You said 52 cards, mm-hmm. right? But then there's... How many Milky Ways could I eat? Not that many. They come in like 30.
To be clear, I did not say number of stars in the Milky Way galaxy. Mm-hmm. That's a common misconception. The number of atoms.
Number of atoms. Definitely. Oh, shit.
I can help you out with numbers.
Are there just atoms in space or not? A void.
Mostly a void. But atoms sometimes pop in and out of existence.
Okay.
Did they really?
Yeah, there's quantum.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Is this at any one time or just throughout
the
history?
The best estimate we have.
So if it helps... There's 10 to the 80 atoms in the universe.
Yep.
Universe.
Yep. That definitely helps.
So you're now comparing 10 to the 80 to 52 factorial.
But no, it's the number of atoms in the Milky Way galaxy, not the universe.
Yeah. I'm just going to say the cards one.
Okay, you are correct. There are more ways you can order 52 factorial is higher than the number of atoms in the Milky Way galaxy. 52 factorial is roughly equal to 10 to the 67. It is a lot. It is a lot, a lot, a lot. But interestingly, and so you were right, number of atoms in the universe was 10 to the 80. I had that written down. It's cool that you knew that. If you add six cards to that deck, so let's say we invoke a new form of royalty, Jack, Queen, King, mm-hmm. and Duke. I don't know. Well, Dukes or Jacks, aren't they?
Well, you could just play with like a 500 deck. It's got the 11s, 12s, and 13s in it.
That
would be more than that.
Yeah. So adding six more cards, you beat the number of atoms in the universe.
How is that possible when it's just a deck of cards?
It's just the way that... Multiplication works, man. You get compound multiplication.
But there's less atoms in the deck of cards than there are in the universe.
Yeah, there are.
But you've got to remember, when you add the six cards, you've added more atoms.
Oh, fuck. When did those... These are cards that came from outside the universe, right?
Oh, yeah. All right. Which is higher, the number of trees on Earth or the number of cells in the human brain?
Duncan on September 19th.
Stop it.
Sorry, what were the options again?
The number of trees on Earth or the number of cells in the human brain on average.
So what I'm thinking here is that, like, if I look out the window, there's, like, at least 10 trees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, like, if I look inside the person who's closest to me's head, which is Duncan, and as we've established, he's got four brain facts.
Mm-hmm.
You probably need, like...
Well, that's what they say. Brain facts.
You probably need, like, I don't know, 100 cells? So I'm going trees.
It actually is trees.
Yeah.
But here's a follow-up question. Are there more trees or stars in the Milky Way?
Are there more trees in the Milky Way?
We only know about the trees on Earth. Are there more trees on Earth than stars in the Milky Way galaxy?
I see. More stars in the Milky Way galaxy.
No. There are more trees on Earth than there are stars in the Milky Way galaxy. Really fun fact. They're actually...
Is it fun? Are you having
fun? I think
fun?
It's cool. Look, they've estimated there are 3 trillion trees on Earth.
That's not that many.
No, but there's only 1 to 400 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy.
One?
Only.
That's such a big range. There's either one, there's somewhere between one and 400 billion.
There's somewhere between 100 billion and 400 billion. There's at least one star. Now, orbiting it.
When was this fact taken? Because, like,
You mean brain fact.
This brain fact. Because they've chopped down most of the Amazon trees.
This was 2016-ish when they did
this. Yeah, they've chopped down all the trees.
Okay.
I think I'm correct now.
I'm changing. Okay. My catchphrase is now going to be brain fact when I learn something.
So, if anybody was curious, there are between 100 and 400 billion stars. 100 billion and 400 billion stars.
Yeah.
In the galaxy, and there's in your brain, there's roughly 200 billion cells. There's 100 billion neurons, 100 billion glial cells in your brain.
Brain fat.
Well, I'm having fun. All right, okay, Jake. That's which amazing. United States state is the furthest north?
Huh. How do you work that out on a globe?
It's a latitude.
Like, just say what Ari said.
Alaska.
You're correct. Ari, which U.S. state is the furthest west?
Alaska.
It is Alaska. Jake, which U.S. state is the furthest south?
Hawaii.
Yes, correct. Ari, which state is the furthest east?
Alaska.
It is.
Yes, we rocked.
You guys nailed that. But it is, because it actually crosses over the zero meridian.
It's like a little island.
Yeah, so you have to go around the entire globe on the system of that to get to the most easternmost part of the globe is Alaska. So fun fact about that. Wow, guys. You bring some fucking trivia.
Fun? Is this a brain fact that I don't have?
Jake, would you believe me if I told you that the state of New York has been able to turn off Niagara Falls for 50 years?
Duncan's a pretty trustworthy guy. You could believe him.
I wouldn't believe you.
Can.
Told you should have.
They have a certain type of dam that diverts it over the Canadian half of Niagara Falls,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
And so it just goes dry. The American Falls, Niagara Falls, the like landmark, just nothing. Okay. It's really cool. They've done it to do studies on what's underneath it. It's really cool.
Hmm.
Ari, would you believe me that if I told you science in Egypt have found a way to temporarily turn off the sun?
Like, how long's temporarily?
Just answer the question.
And, like, did they figure that out when the sun's no longer a sun? No, I wouldn't believe you.
They had nighttime.
Yeah.
Brain fact.
No, the answer is no. They haven't found a way to turn off the sun, Jake.
Shit.
You jackass.
It's too late. Brain fact.
He already said brain fact. All right, Jake. How did Ernest Hemingway die?
Did he get really drunk and then fight someone? And
no.
Then died in a fight?
No, he committed suicide by shotgun.
Oh, I knew it was something to do with a gun.
Fun fact.
Yeah, this is a fun fact. No, the fun fact is he bought that shotgun from Abercrombie & Fitch.
Wow. From their... Those guys? Abercrombie
yeah,
and
he was like
French.
Mr. Abercrombie and Mr. Fitch. I want to kill myself.
Is it not one dude?
No.
Abercrombie Fitch.
No, Abercrombie and Fitch.
What a great, no, that's his middle name.
It's actually his nickname. It's Abercrombie and Fitch.
I feel like I'm at a disadvantage because Ari is just smarter than
he's
me.
He's surprisingly good. I've been meaning to get a gotcha on him. Okay, Ari, do you know why scuba divers fall backward into the water when they dive?
Fuck, I did actually scuba dive. So this is no help to you.
Because if they fall forwards, they fall into the boat.
That's a good joke that I've heard many.
That was the answer I had. All right, Jake. Jayco.
Yeah.
Which of these three companies was founded first? Facebook.
Wait. Was that the end of the scuba dive round?
Yeah.
Fuck. Why did I learn the scuba dive?
Well, to see the underwater wonderland that is the ocean. I mean.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I did it to make the joke.
It's a great joke, though, isn't it? Someone got that with that today. I have heard that joke like 5 times, and every time I hear it, I never expect it.
I always forget what the punchline is.
Well, you remember this time before I could say it. All right, Jake, which company was founded first? Facebook, Netflix, or Google?
Netflix.
Can I come in with the steal?
Netflix.
I said that before Ari did.
He can't go with the steal. Yes, Netflix was 97, Google was 98.
Because they were like, it was like a box of films that you could rent.
Yeah, you order it and they send you the DVD in the mail. I was I was a Netflix user from the early 2000s. We would get them mailed to our house. That's how I watched all of Star Trek Deep Space Nine was on Netflix. Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, yes. I also watched on Netflix.
What were the Netflix originals back then?
They didn't have them, Jake.
Oh my God.
What a wild, wild
Netflix's
world.
Netflix's first original was Orange is the New Black in like 2012.
That was their first, really?
Yeah. Orange is the New Black and House of Cards were produced simultaneously. And those were the very first ones.
Brain fact.
Man, you guys come up with ideas.
No, I like this. I like this. I enjoy it. I like learning.
Okay.
All right. I love to learn.
How many penises does a flatworm have?
Ooh.
One flatworm?
Yes. Is it a flatworm? Or is it one flatworm?
Pick a female and you'll know.
Yeah, I'm going to go with half a penis.
Why is that?
Because there are male flatworms and female flatworms, and you got to average them out.
You're wrong. Are not female flatworms.
Oh.
Flatworms have two penises, and they joust with them, and whoever loses becomes a female.
And then...
They still have the penises, but they like then have babies. The winner of this... It's called penis fencing, which is great, by the way. And the one who loses becomes a mom, and the one who wins becomes a dad and leaves.
And that's how
but interesting, this is not the only example of genital fencing in the animal kingdom. Bonobo monkeys whack like dick to dick.
You always have a face with your dick, just saying, Duncan, demonstrating
that. They do it to cement bonds.
That's not how you lay cement.
What was the second one on?
Reduce conflict.
No, of course.
And here's my favorite bit: express excitement over food. This is one of the many ways that Jake and Ari are like bonobos. Mm-hmm. Whales do too, but I don't want to think about that image, so we're not going to talk about it.
No, I'm just thinking about whales.
Yeah, there you go. You are too, listener. All right.
Why do they have two penises?
Whales?
No,
flatworms.
What's the use of the two?
I don't actually know. I think it's because.
Is it in case they lose one and leave one at home or something?
No, because fencing is usually played best 2 out of 3. So, like, if you lose one round, you still need the sword.
Yeah, you lose your penis when you lose the round.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
Then right. How is it 2 out of 3? Because, like...
Well, because if you win... If you win
rounds,
two...
You remove two on the other person.
Yeah, and then they become a female. Because a female, by definition...
And then they have no penises. And because it's 3, you've got to lose one of them. So it's only one penis on one flatworm and 0 penises on the other flatworm. You've got to lose 3 penises in a round of 3, right?
No, best 2 out of...
Oh, best 2 out of 3.
Best 2 out of 3, right?
All right. Next question. Jake, what well-known world leader was awarded the Key to the City Award for mm-hmm. Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
It's in Detroit, Michigan, in the United States of mm-hmm. America in 1980.
That's good. I was going to get confused with Detroit, Russia, in Russia.
Well, I mean... They have Georgia in the States. They also have Georgia and Russia.
What next sort question. Of question is that?
Yeah, I want to say a cool fact, so I'm phrasing
okay,
it like a question.
Yeah, okay. Wait, this whole thing has been pretense for you just to say facts?
Always has been.
Have I been earning points?
Good meme. Yeah, you totally have.
I don't know. Obama?
No, although interestingly, you did get one of the names right. Saddam Hussein. Barack Obama's middle name is Hussein.
I thought you were going to say Saddam Obama Hussein.
Saddama? No, he donated $250,000 to a local church after the reverend of the church congratulated him on being elected as president of Iraq.
Wow.
He was just like, hey, congratulations. He's like, hey, here's $250,000. And Detroit was like, shit.
Here's a key.
Yeah.
What does a key to the city get you?
Like, nothing.
It's a skeleton key. Toilets? It's all, it unlocks all the all doors keys. In the city.
What about the key to my heart?
Are you in Detroit?
I can be.
I'm so alone.
Other awardees of Detroit's Key to the City include Stevie Wonder, Big Sean, and Elmo.
And Jared from Subway. It's not a list you want to be on.
Alright, Ari. Would you believe me if I told you
yes?
Okay. You want to finish the question?
Ari just trusts you.
I trust you.
Jay, there you go. Would you believe I told you that Korean sweat does not smell as much as people from other nations?
Oh, wow. Man, this is such a fucking landmine of a question. Whatever you say, Ari, is going to be wrong.
Would I believe you that it does not smell
as much as other nations? No.
No, I would not believe you.
You would be wrong. So there is a specific genetic marker. Yeah, I don't know why.
He didn't take my first answer.
Wait, I'm confused. You wouldn't not believe him that they don't smell?
Yeah.
Whoa.
No, he's saying that he doesn't believe me when I say that on average they smell less than the average person on Earth.
Is that what you mean?
That's a different question. Compared to the average person, what average are we talking about?
I said people from other nations. That by necessity includes everybody but Koreans.
What about like one person from each of these countries? You've got the smelliest ones.
Look, this is a stupid little like medical fact.
Let him say his brain right. Fact. Come on.
There's a specific genetic marker called ABCC11.
What a great name.
Determines your body odor and how dry your earwax is. And for some reason, the version that results in odorless sweat is in the world most concentrated in Korea. So the average person in Korea has odorless body sweat.
How do they know that it's not just like us not having a gene to smell their sweat? Like it might smell
genuinely. I have no idea.
It might smell real bad and we just can't smell it. Kind of like asparagus pee.
What?
If nobody can smell an odor, isn't an odor?
Yeah, it's like there are people in the world that can't smell asparagus pee. Like, they don't smell that terrible stench. Do you guys? Hold on, you're looking at me like you both don't smell asparagus pee.
Are we talking about right now?
No, like...
I'm sorry.
Hold on, guys. Do you smell asparagus pee?
No, like...
Are you having a stroke?
Does anybody else smell asparagus pee?
I don't taste
pee?
Toast. Like, okay, off record. Like...
That's not how the microphone works.
Like, if you've had asparagus...
I've never smelled asparagus pee.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you eaten asparagus?
Mm-hmm. And I have peed afterward.
And it doesn't smell.
Well, I mean, like, I guess, like, all pee smells
like
pee.
Oh, yeah, but, like,
it
smells
bit.
Like pee. But, like, asparagus pee smells something different. You guys don't have the gene. That's weird. Okay.
Like, I think we just established it's not weird. It's just a reality.
I actually don't think I've ever had asparagus.
Hold on.
You heard it here first, folks. Jake doesn't eat his vegetables. All right, well, you Google that.
Yeah, I will.
Jake, which of these things is known to cause people to sneeze without warning? Sunlight or the taste of mint?
Both.
Both is correct. They activate a nerve in the face that accidentally causes sneezing in people, just like spontaneously.
Brain fact!
This is literally a brain fact as well. This is a fact about how it works. This is known as autosomal compelling helio-ophthalmic outburst syndrome,
mm-hmm.
or ACHOO.
Oh,
ACHOO. And I'm not kidding. That is a real medical name for the syndrome.
Fucking scientists are fucking assholes.
Some people, unrelatedly, do actually sneeze due to arousal.
Some people sneeze when
I wish I could have sneezed right there.
Achoo.
Gesundheit.
All right.
Yes.
Would you believe me?
Always.
If I told you that Komodo dragons can reproduce asexually?
Good question. So
you've already committed to always believe me.
Yeah. You've already answered, but I'm letting you change your answer if you want.
So, like, my mate, Komo, the Komodo dragon.
Oh, fuck. No, go outside. I mean to preempt your terrible story with a terrible reaction, but do go on.
Yes, I believe you.
Okay. Was that going to end in like a no Komo punchline?
No comment.
I'm sorry.
They can.
I believed you.
Jake. What should you do if you fall victim to a tarantula hawk? And what is it?
Okay. If I fall victim to a tarantula hawk,
mm-hmm.
that would be,
let me Google it for you.
No.
That's cheating.
It would be a Komodo dragon asexually reproducing with me.
By the definition of asexually, it wouldn't be reproducing with you, now would it?
Duncan, when you asked that question before...
Don't crush this man's dreams.
Did I say brain fat? No, I did not. I didn't absorb anything you said. What was the question?
What should you do if you fall victim to a tarantula hawk? And extra credit, what is a tarantula hawk?
I don't know the answers.
Well, you know what? That makes sense because I've just realized that I wrote a whole bunch of things that you have no reason to know.
You know,
but
like
Ari somehow knows most of them.
You know, in like Stuart Little, how like Stuart Little's riding cat.
Yeah,
this is
does
a tarantula
he do that?
Hawk. Yeah, at one stage, might be Stuart Little too.
It's probably Stuart Little too.
No, it's Stuart Little one because Snowball.
Is this right at the end?
Yeah.
He goes out to get him when he's lost in the city.
Spoiler alert. Anyway.
Stuart Little. If you're listening to this in 1998, spoiler alert for Stuart Little.
Brain fact.
Brain fact. The mouse in Stuart Little wasn't real, by the way. Surprising to a lot of people.
Interesting.
A tarantula hawk is a wasp.
Oh, okay.
It's called a tarantula hawk because hawk literally means hunter.
Mm-hmm.
It hunts tarantulas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super painful. So the official recommendation is if you get stung by one, lay down. And scream.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because if you don't lay down, you will lose control of your body because it hurts so much, and you might hurt yourself, and you reduce the risk of that if you lay down. And screaming helps with pain. So, yeah.
Would throwing tarantulas at it help? Like, fend it off
not
beforehand?
Before. Yeah, probably. Also, it's really hard to get them to sting you. They don't want to sting people. They don't like people.
What the fuck's throwing these tarantulas at me? Fuck off!
Man, what did the first guy do to get hit by a tarantula hawk? Like... They don't want to sting you.
I would hate to be a part of that study.
That's actually part of what we're talking about right now. Because the guy who said lay down and scream is a guy called Justin Schmidt. He's an entomologist who invented the system upon which insect sting pain is rated.
Wow.
They're called Schmidts. It's scaled 1 to 4. 1 to 4 Schmidts. And a tarantula hawk is 4 Schmidts.
Is this the guy that like stung himself
in
multiple places?
Yeah. So he took a tarantula hawk and went, bop.
It's like, that's a 4.
Yeah,
but like
it's a big old 4 right there.
It was
there.
Like you can imagine taking a bee and just like stinging every part, like in under your nose, like in your gooch.
I'm pretty sure this.
Oh no!
I hate to be that bee. But yeah, no, same guy. Yeah.
Well, take him on for the team.
Duncan, are you going to end this with like a question that encompasses everything we've learned today? God, I hope so.
Not now.
Oh, shit.
All right, Ari.
Yes.
What are mitochondria?
So I'll tell you what they're not. The weak dog of the jail. Powerhouse of the cell. Boom. That's what they're not. They're not the weak dog of the jail. They're the powerhouse
of
the cell.
Okay. I get what you did there. It was nice. Yes, they are the powerhouse of the cell. But here's the fact that I'm slipping in here, brain fact. They also
you
might be.
You can't just force a brain fact.
No. Because they're powerhouses, as well, sure, but they are also
can you
potentially.
Ask it as a question?
What else are mitochondria?
A alien species that invaded human cells.
Fuck you. Last time I ever played a trivia game with Ari. Yeah, sorry. Do you want to talk to us about why that may be the case?
So originally, all right. Long story, listeners, go to sleep now. Human cells could convert 1 glucose into 2 or 3 ATP. I forget the specifics.
It's 3 ATP. I can contribute to this conversation.
Thank you, Jacko.
I don't know the answer.
And they're like, man, this is inefficient. We need ATP to do stuff and like form humans and whatnot. And then it's like, that's a tasty looking thing over there. Why don't I supply all of its energy like requirements and it can just generate more ATP for me? And so it's like, God, is it 22, 23? I can't remember, 24? Something like that. Some large number of ATP that mitochondria produces. And humans are like, yum, yum, give me some of that. And then it put it in all of its cells.
It means not wrong. That's basic. So that's the theory. It's called endosymbiosis hypothesis. The idea is that we accidentally got infected with a parasite that then proceeded to not be a parasite because it just helped. And then it reproduces just alongside us. Mm-hmm. It actually has separate DNA to the rest of your cell.
Yeah.
And all of the DNA that you get.
Fun fact. All your DNA that you get comes from your mother's lineage.
Are you looking at my phone right now?
So there's I think, 12 mitochondrial Eves, where they've managed to work out there's 12 distinct types of mitochondria that come back through, and they can trace everybody to them.
Listeners, I had this idea where I was going to get Ari with a bunch of questions. I'm not even kidding. I've literally written Ari next to the questions that I wanted to ask you, and he has just demolished me.
Do you know what the like how you would have got me? Pop culture questions.
Damn it. All right, we'll do another one day where you ask pop culture questions. I'll just know all of them. All right, guys, this last question is for both of you. So this isn't the last question. Actually, I have one more question after this. A tennis ball is about halfway in size between the sizes of a golf ball and a softball, right? Like, you can see how that's like halfway in between?
Sure. By diameter, not by volume.
Yeah. So essentially golf ball is to tennis ball as tennis ball is to softball.
Sure.
If you were to guess at the size that is halfway in the same manner between a subatomic particle
and the Earth?
And the...
It's a bowling ball. Oh, I've got a brain fact for you.
Yeah.
If you take a bowling ball and scale it up to the size of the Earth...
It's smoother than the Earth. Fuck you, yeah. Buddy. I can do it too. Watch me.
But it's not, though.
What?
The Earth's smoother than the bowling ball.
Oh, brutal.
I said it wrong. I knew that fact and I said it wrong. All right. Final question. How long can a trivia episode go on before the audience gets super bored?
Like a minute.
I've already started playing the music in the edit. I've already started playing it.
I think it was when we were discussing how many brain facts you had.
Man, I always thought I was really smart, but I'm not.
I thought I could pretend to be smart by reading everything ahead of time, and then Ari just dicked me.
We gotta get Ari back with pop culture.
I mean, we kind of already did with Smallville, to be fair.
Yeah, that's true.
It's less getting Ari back and we're just making him sit through something. All right. That's my trivia episode, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. I think I have the best response for that, this situation that we were just in.
Yeah.
So when someone asks, like, oh, you go like, you know what they say? And then you say something, yeah. And then they're like, who says that?
Yeah.
What you do is, you know. And they'd be like, no, who? Like, you know.
You do. Yeah, no, it's funny, but you do.
You do.